Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 18th of November, the 323rd day of 2024, with only 43 days remaining on our way to 2025. These are the days of delinquent to-do lists, with tensions from the weather pulling taut our already tight grip on time. Freeze is the impending F-word of the day, so we hustle to harvest from the garden the last crops of the season to avoid chiseling carrots out of the frozen earth. Two purple petunias still hang on for dear life in one of the hanging terracotta pots, but those petals are all that's left of the once lush array of diverse and sundry flora in El Jardín. Our costumes are changing, too. The fabric becomes weighty, and the layers increasingly numerous to accompany the scene transformations in this festival we call life. The characters make their exeunt from one set of temperature gradations to another, the end of one leading to the start of another, as in English poet Charlotte Mew's Fan de Fete. Sweetheart, for such a day, one mustn't grudge the score. Here, then, it's all to pay. It's good night at the door. Good night and good dreams to you. Do you remember the picture book thieves who left two children sleeping in a wood the long night through, and how the birds came down and covered them with leaves? So you and I should have slept, but now, oh, what a lonely head, with just the shadow of a waving bough in the moonlight over your bed. Heavenward, our waning gibbous beaver moon keeps company in the eastern sky this morning and tomorrow morning with the constellation Gemini's twin stars Castor and Pollux and the red planet Mars. This weekend we have our last quarter moon appearing to float near the bright star Regulus, brightest in the constellation Leo the Lion. Today in 1477, English printer William Caxton published Dicts and Sayings of the Philosophers, the first book with the earliest date printed in England. Today in 1865, Mark Twain published his short story The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County in the New York Saturday Press. Today in 1872, Susan B. Anthony was arrested by a U.S. deputy marshal who charged her with illegally voting. Today in 1928, Walt Disney released Steamboat Willie, the first animated film with sound, featuring Mickey Mouse. And today in 1959, the film Ben-Hur premiered in New York City. Today in 1901 in Jefferson, Iowa, pollster George Gallup was born to an eccentric schoolteacher father who pursued studies in esoteric logic and built an eight-sided home on the theory that it would be safer in Midwestern windstorms. He also turned over a small dairy farm to his 10-year-old son, and soon young George was earning enough money to buy uniforms for his high school football and basketball teams. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us George Gallup became interested in polling as a young college student in 1922 during a summer job when the St. Louis Post-Dispatch hired him and 50 other students to poll every one of the paper's subscriber households. George was finding that after a sweaty day of ringing doorbells, he was receiving the same answers from more than one household, so he decided on improving the methodology. Using well-developed mathematical techniques, George demonstrated that polling a small sample was as accurate as polling an entire group, and he used his work to earn a Ph.D. In 1930, he began doing newspaper polls, and in 1935, he conducted his first national poll, asking 3,000 Americans, "Do you think expenditures by the government for relief and recovery are too little, too great? About right?" With 60% answering, "Too great." George Gallup expanded his data collection to anticipate the prospects of products and politicians, his predictions often proving to be correct, with exceptions here and there. In 1948, he chose Dewey over Truman for U.S. president, and Truman won. Afterward, Gallup surmised he would have predicted correctly if the poll had been conducted nearer to Election Day, though the failed guess would prove for a while to be a major embarrassment, as from time to time, people would address their letters to Dr. Wrong, Princeton, New Jersey. Nonetheless, Gallup defended polling by saying, "If government is supposed to be based on the will of the people, then somebody ought to go out and find what that will is." Today is also the birthday in 1786 of German romantic pianist and composer Carl Maria von Weber. In 1787 of French inventor and photographer Louis-Jacques Daguerre. In 1797 of African-American abolitionist and feminist Sojourner Truth. In 1836, of English dramatist and librettist W.S. Gilbert. In 1860, of Polish pianist, composer, and statesman Ignacy Jan Paderewski. In 1861, of American journalist Dorothy Dix. In 1872, of American actress Margaret Seddon. In 1899, of Hungarian-American violinist and conductor Eugene Ormandy. In 1909, of American singer and lyricist Johnny Mercer. In 1923, of first-in-space American astronaut Alan Shepard. In 1927, of American rocker Hank Ballard. In 1935, of American gospel singer Purvis Staples. In 1939, of Canadian writer Margaret Atwood. And of American actress Brenda Vaccaro. In 1941, of English actor David Hemmings. In 1942, of American actress Susan Sullivan. In 1943, of American actress Linda Evans. In 1945, of Native American activist and first woman chief of the Cherokee Nation, Willima Mankiller. In 1946, of Scottish rock singer Chris Rainbow. In 1947, of American percussionist and songwriter Michael Carabello. In 1956, of American bluegrass and country musician and songwriter Laura Lynch. In 1959, of American jazz and rock drummer Cindy Blackman Santana. In 1960, of English pop singer Kim Wilde and of American actress Elizabeth Perkins. And in 1968, of American actor Owen Wilson. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the ninth full week of autumn and to the 47th week of 2024.